My reply to Kim's announcement and her continued support of Eric Dingus. July 11, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I fired Kim and James agreed, as did other members of the senior staff running Federation operations. Instead of thinking that this was some tiff based on personalities, people need to understand that the situation in Texas was becoming too dangerous as a result of Eric Dingus and his continued influence. I regret that they, Kim and Robert, have chosen to allow unnecessary danger into their lives, and, if we had stood still for it, into all our lives as well. Eric must have filled Kim full of lies to convince her that our operations were security concerns, when he was himself the only big breach of security. Par for the course with the magicians, they always accuse others of what they are guilty of themselves. Eric's actions against Lilroy and his support of Kimberly as her replacement, followed by his subsequent insubordination and betrayal of all our interests, left Kim's position under a cloud and some degree of suspicion. We gave her fair warning to distance herself from Eric and his agendas, but this past week we received transcripts of meetings that Kim was holding, planning to create a separate Texas and separate Texas assembly which would have been part of the British territorial corporate system we just exited. We call this going through the revolving door, where people exit the system, and then, unwittingly, go right back through the same door they exited, and back to the same conditions they were seeking to leave. Most of the time people do this without knowing what they are doing, but sometimes they are herded into it, by people who are deliberately rounding them up like cattle. Eric Dingus, despite his mild-mannered appearance, is an agent and a very skilled and duplicitous one, fully capable of inserting himself in positions of influence, evading detection, and pulling strings to get other people into positions where they could be attacked without endangering himself. This is par for the course for federal agents, similar to Michael R. Hamilton's activities influencing the Colorado Nine. When the push came to the shove part, he was nowhere to be found. Jim took the extraordinary action of exposing Eric and what Eric did in Texas in an effort to forewarn everyone there, and he took the additional action of removing Kimberly as a result of her actions at those meetings this past week, in which she said and did things contrary to her position as coordinator, proposals which would have compromised the identity and standing of the Texas Assembly. My own misgivings about Eric began shortly after he joined the team. I sensed that there was something wrong about what happened with Lilroy, but she was too scared to share the details and left me without anything solid to go on. Eric was given the mission statements for the Peacekeeping Task Force and the Continental Marshals Service, and apparently took it upon himself to chuck both of them and redefine things to suit himself almost immediately. Every single marshal that we have subsequently interviewed was under the impression that they had been placed under the control of the Peacekeeping Task Force, when in fact the PKTF was explicitly tasked to assist and support and promote interjurisdictional communication between the constitutional sheriffs, state assembly militias, and continental marshals. How do assist and support and promote interjurisdictional communication translate into command and control? Eric inserted himself into the catbird seat as a middleman and misrepresented his role, so as to seize authority never granted to him, and he proceeded to exploit this situation to create a completely separate agenda that included the decommissioning of the Marshals Service, something that he had absolutely no authority to even contemplate and which his assistant, Susan Houck, attempted to do even after he was removed, and he forged forward with intent to create an unauthorized national and unified armed force, which would have been highly illegal, and which would have provided more than sufficient excuse for the federal agencies to attack. There's a reason why those federal agencies have been armed to the teeth with surplus military gear, and also a reason that this country is dotted with more than 800 FEMA internment camps. They want a fight. They have long prepared for a fight. And the only thing stopping them is that they have no excuse for a fight. It's a good thing that the Federation is still guiding and holding the reins, because if it were not, chances are that the actions Kim was promoting, under the influence of Eric, would have led to arrests and agency attacks, which is precisely the kind of opening that the agencies are always looking for, creating, and seeking to exploit. please don't feel too bad about this. People like Kim often live long enough to realize how close they came to being jailed, and in the end, heave a big sigh of relief in retrospect. We have, in fact, done more than give her a well-earned vacation. We have most likely saved her life and the lives of many other innocent people, or at the very least, prevented their arrest and incarceration for a very long time. Other than her misguided attachment to Eric Dingus and his influence, and her mistaken belief in his innocence, we are very grateful to Kim for her able administration and we are grateful to Robert, too. We feel the loss of their support and their talents and this action was not taken lightly. Kim suggested that you should all contact me about this situation. I would suggest that she talk to Lila Roy about Eric Dingus and find out what kind of canary bird she is really dealing with. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.